listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. Today, I want to chat with you a little bit about email marketing, but we're specifically going to be talking about ICAs, ideal customer avatars. So even if you actually don't have an email list at this point, this is something that is quite applicable to lots of areas of marketing, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, blogging, whatever. So it's really important to know your ideal customer avatar and who your buyers actually are. And this also connects well to niching and TPT, product creation, all of it's very connected. So I'm sure you'll find value even if you don't actually do a lot of email marketing at this current time. But that is what we're going to be chatting about today. So let's dive in and first break down what I mean when I say an ICA. It's a term that you will hear thrown around in the marketing world sometimes. And it's a stand for ideal customer avatar, which is basically you need to know who your ideal buyer is, who your ideal customer is, who is the person that you want to serve and that you want to buy from you. And it's really important to know who they are for many reasons. But let's dive into a little bit specifically about why you need to know your ICA when it comes to email marketing. So your goal with email marketing is to grow your email list. That's always the goal, is to get a bigger list. And the reason for that is because obviously the more people we have on our list, the more people we can reach, the more people can buy our resources, because we ultimately want people to spend money with us so that we can grow our business. That's all how it really basically works. But growing your list and obviously profiting from it is not easy if you don't understand who your buyers are and you don't really know what your ICA is. So this is the thing we want to avoid. It's hard to thrive at email marketing if you don't know your ICA. But why exactly is that? Here's the thing. If you don't know who you want on your list, it's difficult to attract people to your list. It's like you don't know what you want to eat for dinner. It's going to be pretty tricky for you to make dinner. So that's kind of the situation you're in there. And you may have heard of the phrase, if you try to please everyone, you'll end up pleasing no one. Well, you don't want to be kind of making lead magnets and trying to grow an email list that attracts literally everybody. That's not going to work for you in the long term. It's really difficult to do email marketing. It's difficult to design a lead magnet, and it's even harder to market it if you don't know anything about your dream customer. When it comes to selling resources to your email list, you're also going to have a hard time if you don't understand your ICA. You're not going to know what resources they want and need, and it will feel like you're just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and trying to see what sticks, which is never ideal. I think if you don't know your ICA, the other thing is that you'll struggle to understand what their problems are. And if you don't know what problems they're having, you won't be able to provide the right solution. So you won't know how to write persuasive copy that appeals to them. You won't know, you know, exactly what resources and how to market to them. So it's all very connected. And overall, I would say if you don't know your ICA, you will end up with a small email list, because nobody feels drawn to your lead magnet because it's too generic and it doesn't really speak to that person. You'll end up with an unengaged list. So it's full of the wrong people who don't want to open your emails, let alone buy your resources. And finally, you'll end up with a hesitant list. So you have the right people maybe, but because you don't really know what their problems are, you don't know how to convince them to purchase anything. So you're just never quite getting over that hurdle basically. So those are the kind of things we want to avoid. We want to be mindful that not knowing your ICA is really going to impact you in a very negative way when it comes to email marketing. So instead, if you know who your ideal customer avatar is, email marketing will be easier. So for example, imagine that you are a kindergarten teacher and your niche is kindergarten, maybe specifically even it's quite niche down to like ELA resources on TPT. And your ICA is probably a fellow kindergarten teacher just like you who struggles with the ELA stuff. They're struggling to teach reading, writing, spelling, all that kind of stuff. Knowing this, because you've got this quite nice, you know, specific niche, you can design a lead magnet that includes, you know, kindergarten writing worksheets or reading activities or spelling centers or something. And you'll attract kindergarten teachers to be on your list, and it will grow at a nice steady pace. And when it comes time to pitch your latest kindergarten ELA activities, your audience will be happy to open your emails and buy because it's exactly what they'll need. And you'll understand exactly what you need to say in order to get them to purchase. So I know you're probably thinking, oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to be in that first situation where I don't know my ICA and my list doesn't grow and I don't make any money. I want to be that person that knows their niche and is talking to the right people. That sounds good. But how do I get to that point? So I want to give a few little action items here. If you're someone that isn't really sure about any of this stuff, take some time, as in like literally schedule some time to sit down and settle on your ICA, your ideal customer avatar. So ask yourself, ask and answer the following questions to yourself, this kind of thing. Thinking about your ICA, what area of education do they specialize in? You know, are we talking general teaching, special ed? Are they an SLP, school counselor? Are they a homeschool parent? Like, you know, what kind of situation are we talking overall here? And then we want to narrow that a little bit more. And I want you to ask yourself, well, what grade or age level do they teach or cater to in some way? Are we talking middle school teacher, first grade, or 8-year-old, something specific like that? Like, what kind of students are they working with? What kind of children or teenagers or adults or whatever are they working with? Next up, you want to narrow that even a little bit further if you can and say, okay, well, what subject area or skills does my ICA need to teach and what do they need help with? Is it math, science, ELA, foreign languages, social studies? Maybe it's classroom management, oral language, like what could be any of those things? Then lastly, you want to ask yourself, well, what product type are they most in need of? Are they needing step-by-step lesson plans? Maybe they need centers that are engaging? Or was it like no prep activities and specific worksheets or digital resources, that kind of thing? And you can also take note of other things that might apply. You know, are they a brand new teacher and they feel really like lost? They don't know how to teach certain concepts, you know? Or are they a veteran teacher, but they are really time poor? Maybe they're struggling with burnout. Are they looking for an easy way to teach a certain concept or like save lesson planning time? Or maybe just engage their students more? It's like write down what point they're at in their journey or career and what you think they are struggling with the most. So take the time to think about those things because I think it will help you really visualize your ICA. Now, I've heard a lot in the marketing world, people say things like, think about your ICA and who they are as a person. What TV show do they like? You know, what do they like to do in their free time? And like, I've never really agreed with that. I've always felt like, okay, does it matter what TV show they like? For us as TPT sellers and mostly teachers, what matters is the stuff I've just mentioned. What grade level do they teach? What subject do they teach? What kind of activities do they need? Those are the things we need to really be worrying about. And I just don't want you to sit there spending an hour writing down this imaginary person. Her name's Amy. She loves watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, I mean, that's great. But at the end of the day, we need to know that Amy is a second grade teacher and that she's really struggling with engaging her students and whatever. Like, we need to know the actual important stuff. So when it comes to, your ICA, those questions are really good things to ask. Now, I wanted to keep this episode nice and short and sweet. I've actually pulled some of this content from my email marketing course, Terrific Email. So if you kind of like the sound of what you're learning and you thought that was really helpful and you have a million more questions about email marketing, you know, you want to start an email list or you want to grow your email list or you want to make more money from your email list and basically email is something that you really want to work on this year, I will put a link in the show notes to the course. I have a couple of courses and they open and close at different times of year, but there's always like a wait list you can join even if it's not open at the time. But I will put a link in the show notes to that. But yeah, I really hope overall that some of these little tips have helped you and it's made you kind of think a little bit about attracting the right people to your email list because that will really help your email marketing journey. But like I said at the beginning of the episode, this stuff is all really valuable no matter where you are marketing. And like I said, whether that's social media, blogging, whatever. And even on TPT, it's so important for you to know your niche and to know your buyers and to be catering to a certain kind of person. Especially, for example, something like Instagram, you're going to have a lot more success a lot more quickly if you are specifically targeting a certain type of follower that you want to attract. Like I said earlier with the kindergarten example, if you're a kindergarten teacher and you make it really clear in your bio and through your hashtags and through your posts that you want to serve kindergarten teachers, you're going to attract people a lot easier than if you try to just talk about teaching in general. And then when it comes to selling your kindergarten resources, you're going to have an easier time if your followers are all kindergarten teachers. So the same thing applies to so many different areas. So you can use these tips regardless of whether you are using email marketing or not. Now, I do love to leave action items. So for this week, I would definitely be thinking about those questions I asked earlier, asking yourself those kind of questions, maybe just sitting down and scheduling some time to figure out your ICA. It will really help with your marketing. But I hope that you have a really terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.